What's going on, FRF Nation? Aaron Zamzo here with three really good fitness tips to help you get through the holidays and avoid going into holiday mode. Stay tuned.
You are listening to the Fire Rescue Athlete Podcast with your host, Aaron Zamzo.
What's going on, everybody? Aaron Zamzo here, Fire Rescue Athlete Podcast. Also the owner of FireRescueFitness.com. I am a firefighter EMT based out of Madison, Wisconsin. I've done some work with recruits and professional athletes and been in fitness for over 30 years. Welcome. If this is the first time you're listening to this Fire Rescue Athlete Podcast, thank you so much. Today, what we're going to talk about are ways and really just three really good fitness tips or health and nutrition tips to help you get through the holidays. Now, this can be extrapolated. I know that's a really big word for a guy who's on a truck to use, but you can use this even outside of the holiday times. But I like to do this podcast and try to get this message across now because it's usually a little bit more stressful time of the year. I know around the firehouses, a lot of people are going into bulk phase or, you know, holiday mode. And so I'm here to encourage you to not do that, especially if you're over 40 like me. In that bulk mode or that holiday mode really takes a lot of effort to get out of and to change, to go the right direction. So, you know, the first and the best fitness tip I have is don't give up on your fitness over the holiday season. You might look ahead and go, I got all these different things and plans with the relatives and I got to work, I got overtime. You know, it's just really easy to put your fitness on the back shelf. And I encourage you not to do that for a couple reasons. First and foremost, any activity, right? Like, let's say you just go for a 30-minute walk with the dog on Christmas Eve because you can't handle your family. actually, not speaking from experience, but I know a lot of people talk about that at the firehouse. But that walk not only helps your heart and your muscles, but it also helps recoup your mind and get your mind right. So fitness isn't just about, you know, being able to do squats and burpees. It's about maintaining your overall mental health also. And I think the biggest mistake people make, especially during a stressful time, is we give up fitness or we feel like we don't have time. I'm here to urge you to reframe. Take 30 minutes, do some mobility work. Take 30 minutes, do a little bike, do a walk. Really try to incorporate your family, your pet into it. You will feel better and you'll notice that 30 minutes kind of turns into 45 or 60 minutes. Stay on track. You know, your workouts don't have to be an hour. As little as 15 to 30 minutes of just some mobility work and core can go a long way is to changing your attitude, also to keep you mobile through this season. I'm up in a northern part of the U.S. where we go through winter and it's cold and you go outside and your arms and your shoulders go up because, you know, you're cold and you're worrying about slipping on ice. And those mobility exercises, again, help you manage that stress. And help you make sure that you can withstand, you know, those little slips and trips and steps up into the truck. And I can go on and on and on. But the biggest thing is don't give up on your fitness. Now, if you're used to doing 5 days a week and you're going to cash it in because you can only do three, that's ridiculous. Stick to at least 3 days, 30 minutes, not only for your mind, your body, but for your mind. Look ahead as you go through the 2 or 3 week. You know, holidays, some people extend it a little bit more through from Thanksgiving all the way up to Christmas. But, you know, set a goal. Hey, I'm going to work out 12 times at least between Christmas or Thanksgiving and Christmas and still maintain where I'm at. I also right now for a very limited time, I have a 28-day workout program that'll help you get through the holidays. You can click the information on the podcast here to be taken to that 28-day Catalyst program. It's been very popular. A lot of people downloaded it. It really helps to incorporate in mobility work, prehab and core work, full body strength, and efficient and effective metabolic cardio training that transfers to the fire ground. But, you know, it just goes back to this whole point. Don't give up on your fitness. Don't go into holiday mode. Get some workouts in. Plan them not only for your muscles and your mobility, but your mind. And then the second part or the second best tip I have, and I just experienced this going through my own family holiday, is make sure you stay hydrated with water. I know where your mind went. No beer does not count. No Captain Morgan does not count as far as hydration. you know, if you're going to do that, have some libations, go one-to-one, incorporate in a, you know, glass, 8-ounce glass or 12-ounce glass of water. But water is really good for a couple things. A, it helps us manage stress, believe it or not. It helps us with mobility and lubrication of the joints. It also helps you feel more full, so you're not stuffing your face with mom's Christmas cookies, which I just experienced, and then you feel a little bit horrible the next day. Water really helps with, again, all these metabolic processes. It helps with cognitive thinking. And of course, you still can get dehydrated. You have that really bad fire call. If you have that bad rescue, it takes a long time. You know, you can experience some dehydration even in the colder weather. So make sure that you stay hydrated for many, many reasons, but it really just for optimal performance physically and mentally. And there is a link between them. There's also a link between hydration levels and stress. That makes sure you just stay hydrated, all right? So you're staying on track the best you can with your fitness, right, with your workouts, at least 3 a week. Focus on trying to get at least 80 ounces of water a day, if not more. You know, the gold standard is half your body weight in ounces. So I weigh 170. I want to try to get about 85 ounces of water a day. And A, for metabolic reasons. B, makes me feel full. And C, it really helps. I could tell the difference in my joints and in my energy levels, believe it or not, just when I don't hydrate really well. You know, there's a lot of stuff that plays into it. And I can't emphasize that enough. So stay on track. Hydrate with water. And then this one is kind of a technique that I've been trying to utilize more and more, especially at the firehouse. It's only eat until you're 80% full. Now, this takes a little bit of practice because we have to define what is really 80% full. It's different for everybody, of course. But the thing is, let's say, for instance, you're watching football and you're standing there. And I'm talking about things that I just experienced, and you're eating. Maybe it's vegetables. Maybe it's a Christmas cookie, maybe it's a piece of celery right in between, but you're standing there and you're distracted and you're talking to family and everything is great because we're finally seeing each other, and you continually mow and mow and mow. Before you know it, you're overly full. This, again, just happened to me where I'm like, wow, I ate too much. And part of that is because your attention is on something else. And when you're not focusing on how much you're eating, your stomach is kind of allowed to just wreak havoc. And until all of a sudden your brain catches up and you're like, holy cow, I'm really, really full. So one of the things that helps you only eat until you're 80% full is just to try to minimize distractions. One of the other things that I like to do is, if you're going to have those conversations, get away from the food. I know that a lot of the stuff over the holidays involves the kitchen, but if you can put yourself in a position where you're not right in front of it, where you can easily grab it and eat it, because you will probably do that, especially if you're, you know, focused on talking with friends and family and seeing everybody again. So a lot of times it's just a matter of habit. We're there, so we're going to be eating and not paying attention. So first of all, when you're talking about eating to 80% full, try to get the attention of your brain, as a matter of fact. And then you got to play around with it a little bit. One of the best ways to do this is to eat a little more slowly. Take a couple bites of things. Give your time, your mind and your stomach time to communicate. Maybe this is a great time to hydrate with some water at that point. And that way you'll find out you wind up eating less the more you slow down and let your mind and your stomach connect. And this is also great. I mean, I watch this a lot in the firehouses where we know we got another call coming down the pipeline maybe, and we don't have a lot of time to eat. If you can try to slow that down, and then start to ask yourself, okay, being really, really full is 100% to a point where you're uncomfortable. Back it down. What's 90% kind of feel like? And then if you're at 80%, just say, I'm done for a while. You know, at least give yourself a 10 or 15 or 15 minute break to allow, you know, kind of your system to catch up. And then if you're still hungry, you know, go back and do your grazing. You know, same thing with regular meals and with, you know, hors d'oeuvres. You just got to, A, focus on what you're doing. If you're eating a lot, hey, make a mental note, get away from it, let your mind kind of keep up, catch up, and then, of course, have some water to hydrate. These things, these three tips, really go a long way. Staying true to your workouts helps your mind. Drinking water not only helps your mind, helps you manage stress, and, you know, along with the workouts, and keeps you feeling more full. And then paying attention to what you eat. You know, I'm not saying don't have the cookies or whatever. This is the time of the year where you need to indulge a little bit. But do you have to have 17 cookies? And trust me, I know one sugar cookie can lead to that many, because that's what happens to me sometimes. I'm human. But I always try to have a water bottle or a glass near me to help, you know, with that hydration and trying to step away from where all the food is. Again, these three things, they're going to help you out a ton, not only through the holiday season, but as you get into the new year and you're trying to make healthy habits. These are the first three things I really, you know, emphasize: working out consistently, hydrating, and then managing or monitoring or connecting to what you eat. You know, honestly, that's why diets actually work. Every single diet basically forces you to do one thing, and they all have one thing in common. They force you to think and understand what's going in your mouth. The better you do that through the holidays, the better off you will be. All right. So manage stress with fitness and with hydration and with proper, you know, monitoring of your portions. You know, the other part of this is make sure you don't just eat sugar cookies and you know, all those good things. Make sure you still eat some good balanced meals through the holidays. And, you know, I'll add this as a bonus. If you do eat horribly one day, try intermittent fasting for about 16 hours after that, where you just focus on hydrating and, you know, setting up good nutrition going forward. So, you know, I'll give you an example. I went and celebrated with my family about 8 o'clock last night. I stopped eating. I just got out of the kitchen. I just started hydrating, and I didn't have anything until noon the next day. And then I started to eat better again and eat healthy, at least, you know, for a couple days. And then I got another holiday and I'll do the same thing. But these things, these steps will really, really help go a long way, helping you make it through the holidays. You know, when in doubt, to take a time to go take a deep breath and find just a quiet place where you just connect with yourself mentally and, you know, enjoy the holidays, especially now that COVID is still around. I think we're managing it. We're understanding that we're going to have to manage it. But you're also going to have to, especially as a first responder, monitor and manage your stress. So with that being said, I wish you a very happy holiday season. If you're listening to this and you want to make some great changes for the next year, please check us out, firerescuefitness.com. Every single year, I have a great challenge. This year, I have a resiliency challenge I'm super excited about. Fitness, nutrition, some mindset work in there, and it's going to really go a long way to help out you as a first responder. Happy holidays, happy new year, wishing you happiness and health. If there's any questions, anything that I can help you and your crew with, please reach out, firerescuefitness.com, contact AZ or contact me, and I'll be happy to help you. Thanks for listening. Stay safe.
Thank you for listening to the Fire Rescue Athlete Podcast. Please check back soon for more Q&A with your host, Aaron Zamzow.